Hello, my name is Marie Bilodeau, and you are listening to On the Edge. We're pleased today to have with us Claude Lalimière, editor of Tesseract 12. Hello, Claude. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. So how long have you been an editor?
The first book I edited came out in 2002, and Tesseract 12 will be my eighth anthology.
Oh, wonderful. Now, do you mostly edit science fiction and fantasy?
About half and half. I've done half of the books I've done have been science fiction and fantasy.
And what do you find are some of the biggest challenges as an editor?
I'd say it would be to pick the final selection, you know, because I like to work on open call anthologies, which means that you send a call out and you get hundreds of stories back, as opposed to invite-only anthologies where you seek out authors. And the challenge is when you have so many stories, it's not so much to eliminate the ones that you're sure you don't want, but it's to pick not only the best stories, but the stories that will create the most satisfying read taken together, you know. So there's a bit of give and take, you know, and it's always an unpleasant situation to reject a good story just because you don't have enough space or because it doesn't quite create the good, like the right balance with the, you know, with how the anthology is shaping up.
So now, what did you find was that balance for Tesseract 12? What type of stories did you really seek out?
Well, because for the first time in the history of Tesseract, for Tesseract 12, we're concentrating on novellas, so on longer stories, I really tried to emphasize stories that had good pacing, had a density of ideas, and were entertaining and fun, so that they would carry the length well.
Now, just conversely, what elements did you find in submissions to Tesseract 12 to really not fit with the genre? Like, what would turn you off a story?
Well, what always turns me off, which is cliche writing or just plain bad writing when, you know, words are not used to for what they really mean, or there's a lot of mistakes in terms of spelling and grammar, or there's not enough that happens early on in the story. You feel that there's no real story, or there's no voice, that you don't feel that you're confronted with a unique point of view that could only have come from that writer. It feels a bit too generic.
As a reader, what are your favorite types of stories?
Well, I guess pretty much the same thing that I would grab as an editor, which is something that's original, something that's intelligent, something that's moving, something that's very well written, has a strong personal voice, something that grabs me from the get-go, where there's not necessarily there's something shocking or extravagant that happens, but just that from the first sentence I'm intrigued, that I feel the need to know more, and because I want to recreate that in readers, like I want. When readers pick up books that I edit, I want them to want to know more, to want to turn the page. So those are the kinds of stories that I'm attracted to.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. And, well, we look forward to reading Tesseract 12, which is hitting bookshelves in September. Wonderful. And also all the other anthologies we're sure that you'll work on. Take care, Claude.
Have a good evening.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.